someone literally grabbing your cum and just throwing it at you.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. It's episode 22 of the Time Out Podcast. I'm one of your hosts, Jake. Again, I'm joined with Harrison and Josh today. How are we?
Yeah, right.
What's going on?
A bit tired.
Yeah, I feel like we do these Sunday morning and it's just like, it destroys all of us, but we need to do it Sunday morning.
I mean, Harrison's hungover.
Yeah.
I'm just tired, but I can live with it.
Yeah, I mean, like, when we do it, like, late in the afternoon, it's like, everyone's just a mess.
Late in the afternoon, I think, yeah, well, I'm, like, kind of done by that point. I feel like...
You gotta be fresh.
Because I'm so fucking busy on Sundays, and you're probably the same. Like, I try to get everything out of the way as fast as possible.
Yeah.
I mean, normally I'm not busy, but today I have a shoot in, like, an hour, and I'm just stressing.
Gotta slam this out.
Just yeah. Photography thing.
I'll put a timer on so we don't spend more than like 3 minutes on each time.
Just like 2 minutes, bang, bang, bang. Nah, 2 minutes over, let's go, change
it. All right, first headline goes to Harrison. Where we at?
Oh, we're already starting? Okay, cool. Alex Jones.
Oh, he's just jumping straight
into the famed InfoWars CEO,
so
Alex
Jones. He thought...
who is Alex Jones? Like,
he's an American...
I've seen him on the internet just shit-talking
political
everything.
Commentator... Who has heavy. Like a 24-hour news show, but the issue was he says like 50 crazy things a day.
Yeah.
And, you know, people on the internet love him because two out of 50 turn out to be right.
Yeah.
But he misses like, 96% of the time.
But he still has two right.
Yeah, but he's right.
This man lost the rights to his kids because of his show.
His wife's like, why would you marry a guy? I think he's been crazy forever. I mean, he used to be skinny. My favorite thing he's ever done... other than probably what we're about to talk about, which is fucking terrible, is he like told everyone that fluoride kills you and then just conveniently his website sells a $650 filter that you attach to your tap to get all the fluoride out of it.
My favorite thing though was the Star Wars thing that you showed me, how it's a parallel for the Bush. Was it the Bush?
The Bush administration. So not the original trilogy, the prequels for Star Wars are a perfect allegory for America's involvement in the Middle East. Like, perfect. One for one. He's correct.
Like there was a lot.
I mean, if you think about it, it's not really not wrong.
Because it's like in the first one, they don't technically attack anyone. They fund terrorists to do it for them, which is what the America did in the Middle East. But then they like make the terrorists out to be the bad guys. By the terrorists, and then they repeat until they can convince everyone the good guys are the terrorists, and then now we have three movies.
Yeah. Thanks, George Lucas.
Thanks, George Lucas.
What are the new three movies? They're pretty good.
Fuck off, cunt.
Anyway, Harrison, what did Alex do this time?
Okay, so you know the Sandy Hook shootings, the kindergarten?
Yeah.
So basically he said that was a hoax, and that all of the parents were actors paid to... you know, help regulate gun control. So basically he said that, and then next thing you know, the family's got bullet holes in their walls and shit like that, like actual fired at through like in their houses because Alex Jones basically told them.
He doxed them.
Yeah, he doxed them.
I'm gonna come out with I don't even think it's a very controversial statement. All Americans are just fucking idiots. Like I
don't necessarily think that. I think they're actually a pretty good country. The issue is like, what, in Australia we have 20, I want to say we're in the late 20 million people, maybe mid,
No, I'm just saying people there, like they're just fucking dumb.
Nah, because they got a higher population, so technically they got more dumb
people. Higher population and more news than anyone else on the whole planet. So all the stupid shit that happens just gets shown to everyone.
Like, who is this Florida man? That's what I want to know.
Apparently, if you, like, search up any random date and, like...
Well, you can play... Florida like, Man. It'd be a good game to play with a guest because you can actually Google Florida Man, then your birthday, and then a random article will come up.
I want to do that.
Yeah.
You just feel the air. I want to do that.
But no, so American... Like, the right-wing people think that every school shooting is fake because they think it's the government trying to control guns.
Well, what's... insane. What's called? Someone fucking showed me the... first-person view of that supermarket shooting in the African-American community.
Yeah.
The actual first-person, like, full double tap and shit like that. Like, I was like, Jesus Christ.
That's fucking insane.
And then, anyway, back to the Sandy Hook thing. So, basically, their family's, like, going after him for, like, I think it was, like, $4 million in defamation and stuff like that. All this, and then, plot twist, on the second to last day of the court hearing, I think, that his lawyers... sent emails and messages to the opposition.
Yeah, so you showed me that video and it was my favorite thing in the world. So Alex Jones was, you know, sitting in court. I can't remember what they call it where you're on the chair, but you're the one being questioned. And then the opposing lawyer...
The stand.
Yeah, the stand. That's it. The opposing lawyer tells him that Alex Jones's own lawyer accidentally sent 2 years worth of Alex Jones's phone data to the opposing lawyer. And now they're fucked. And now it's what? You said it was 50 million now because of the text.
Because he was shown profiting off his allegations against the Sandy Hook shootings. So now he owes, I think it was 49.1 million on top of the
original four.
Yeah.
Fuck.
That's a fucking...
You know what we should do? We should go to Infowars.com and we should buy his male vitality supplements. We should take them and see what happens.
But
wait, what? I'm assuming this supplement has a story behind it.
No, he just like believes that every male's testosterone is going down, which is happening. But
I would say that is correct.
It's happening. Sperm count too, so yeah. Get checked. But
you ever had your sperm tested?
No. What? Why? I'm 25.
Oh no! Seems like a funny.
No
thing
ideas
to do.
Of having children at minimum in the next 2 years. So therefore, I'm not getting a test.
Oh no! Just
I'm shooting blanks. It's just a bonus.
Yeah.
I feel like Harrison's the type of guy to get tested. Like,
I haven't got tested. Huh. I had a gonorrhea test one time. That's about it. Shoved a swab down my pee hole, and that's the only thing I've been
Harrison's,
tested for.
If anything, it looks like your test is going up because you're getting the full beard.
Yeah, and then the widow's peeing hairline.
Must be nice. To go.
Yeah, this is really freshly trimmed as well.
Nice.
Shout out to Chop Chop Barber Shop.
I have worked with Chop Chop.
Oh, Celine.
Yeah. Yeah. It was awesome. Funny person.
Oh yeah, she's fucking hilarious.
We're like filming. It was like, well, it was like filming, and we were like somewhere we weren't meant to be, and security like started driving past, and Chop's like, all right, I'm gonna like go up, and Chop portrays like this character, like you look at and you're like, tough.
Yeah.
And then Chop was like the only one ready to surrender. I was like, oh, I'm gonna go hide in the bush, and like laying face down with the camera on the thing. And then my security drove away, and then we all jumped the fence.
Yeah, no, she's pretty sick. Like, she's like making fun of because like, oh yeah, I'm losing my hair. It's like, no, that's nothing. It's like, you don't need the leather powder yet. I'm like, what's the leather powder? It's just like black shit that
you put in your hair. Yeah,
and it like stays on the crown and shit like that. Oh. Makes it look like it. You got a full set of hair.
You gonna get a hair transplant? You reckon?
Nah, fuck it. I'm just gonna shave my head.
Live the bald life.
I'm gonna once it gets real bad, I'm just gonna dye it pink or fluorescent green, then buzz cut it.
All right, I think you gotta do things in the right order. Like I think you should cut like 15 kgs of body weight. You shredded.
Yeah.
And then go bald because like I can't.
I'll get the Andrew Tate look.
The Andrew Tate look.
He's
on that list of topics.
AKA budget fucking Johnny Sims.
Alex Jones to Andrew Tate.
I mean, all right, we'll quickly touch on. I just quickly The Florida man on my birthday. You're right. You're just dying.
Yeah, I'm dying. I got phlegmy throat.
So, man rides jet ski on highway. that was on my birthday.
That's not bad.
One of my favorite Florida man thing was Florida man found naked in air conditioning vents in airport.
All right, hold on. There's more. There are more articles. There's one for every year.
I think it's like they have 4 or 5 articles a day from just them.
It just says Florida man.
Florida man arrested for pleasuring himself with an ice pack.
What the fuck?
In front of police. In front of first responder. Oh, yeah, police.
So you know what started the Florida man, right? Was the bath salts incident?
Where he literally ripped someone's face off.
So that's what started that. That's what started Florida Man was that incident.
I remember seeing that as a kid. I was fucking petrified.
Yeah, everyone's like, it's a zombie apocalypse. I'm like, no, I'm pretty sure it's just a homeless guy who ate a bunch of bath salts.
I just remember that. Everyone's like, yes, yeah, zombie. Because that was when like the peak of like
zombie movies. Yeah, fucking.
And I swear, like, I remember reading the police like shot at him and he's just on that many fucking bath. Like, he's on that much bath salts. He just didn't.
Well, like, America seemed to have like almost an era between 2012 and 2016 of like.
Whenever
the country was founded. But like, rich. Like, really rich, famous people just go nuts and start jacking off in public. Like, do you remember the Coney 2012 guy?
Yeah.
He ended up, like, I think it was on, like, an LA street, and he was just, like, he was just jerking off.
Wait, I thought Coney was, like, an actual problem.
No, it was Coney 2012.
It turned out to be, like, Coney had been dead for, like, a decade or something, and no one told him.
Oh. Well, that just ruins everything.
Like, how much money did you give him, Jake?
I believe, no, like the whole Coney thing. Like, I thought it was like an actual guy, like what? Doing stupid shit.
I just looked up Florida Man on my birthday. There's like three articles. It's like Florida Man knocks out kid for being too noisy at playground.
I'd fucking do that.
I respect that.
I kind of want to yeet a kid.
Fuck, I love it. Florida Man starts house fire while trying to cook cookies.
Yeah, that cookies. Sounds like something I'd do too. And what's the last one?
Florida man mistakenly texts narcotics captain to sell drugs.
Well, there we go. Okay.
That's fair. That's fair enough.
I found the best one for me. Florida man arrested for attacking daughter with a pizza slice after she didn't want to eat with him.
Yeah, that seems about normal. Who doesn't want to eat pizza?
The rest of them are just like literally him just, well, whoever it was just attacking people.
Is it just one per, or are you just like that's
no, that's the meme thing. Is that they just say Florida man, so the meme is that it's the same guy getting arrested every time.
I love it. My favorite thing is like a fake like news. I was like, how does this man keep getting away with it?
Yeah. Anyway, Andrew Tate.
But yeah, Andrew Tate. He's taken the internet by storm at the moment.
I think he's a comedian. That's my hot take.
He's
like a really
he's like doing the biggest
up.
Skit of all.
Yeah, because there's no way.
But no, I mean like. I can't say I watch him. Like, I don't really care. But, like, from the clips I've seen, he seems like, you know, he...
Unhinged?
Yeah, a little bit. But, like, he doesn't seem, like, that bad of a person, unless I'm just not watching the right clips.
Yeah, nah, his attitude towards half of the species.
So, where did he move to?
He moved to... Romania or something.
Romania because... It's
well. I thought he was Romanian.
No,
I think he's somewhere in that general area, but he moved to Romania. Yeah, because
he's got they're a lot easier on sexual allegation charges than America.
He said he wanted to move to a country that was corrupt because it's more fair because you can be corrupt.
Yeah. So he's got.
I mean, that's kind of fair.
I mean, he's got.
If I had the chance to be corrupt, I probably would. I'm not gonna
7
lie.
Plus sexual allegation charges
Jesus
put against
Christ.
Them and human trafficking. In Romania, and they're like, he's still just chilling.
Yeah, like, I don't know how you're supposed to fight a human trafficking judge.
Well, apparently in Romania, it's pretty chill over there. With
it's just the normal if you're not
yeah,
doing
literally,
it.
Literally, that's why.
Just give the police like 200 euros.
The reason why I got like so much money is he runs a webcam website.
I saw that Philion video.
Yeah,
shout
that's why I
him.
Showed my missus last time.
Because I heard he was like, that's what I heard. I heard he was like some sort of like pimp. Type thing for webcam.
He just runs cam websites.
My favorite thing that Philly on video where he's just like, yeah, it's like, oh, I'll have a girl come up to me and say, I've got a good business idea. It's like, no, you don't need to fucking make me money. It's like, but she's making money for like webcamming. It's like your money comes from women working.
Yeah, he's pretty, I think sexist is like an understatement.
My favorite thing is like, it's not cheating if you don't love her. Like, So I don't love my girl, so I go out and fuck other girls. She should be happy because I'm getting exercise, getting ready for her. Like, bro.
Kind of based.
Fuck's sake, Jake. Last week it was trans people. Now it's women.
Yeah, I'm just commenting at everyone. Everyone fucks me off now.
Oh, no, I was hella incel back in the day.
Yeah, I remember.
I don't think you were fuck women. A legitimate incel. I just think you wanted a girlfriend.
Have you seen, like... For some reason, my friend was telling me about it. I'm like, all right, I'm going to go on fucking r-incel on fucking Reddit.
First mistake's downloading Reddit.
And I was like, what the fuck am I reading? There are some dumb people there.
All right, there is so many dumb people on Reddit.
Ladies, what's the first thing a fat gamer man can say to you that immediately made you want to sleep with him?
Why are you looking at me? Why'd you look at me when he said that?
Look, we're three dudes in committed relationships. I don't know. I was never an incel, but I think I did have that edgy like 18 to 20 phase where I was like, oh, I'm never gonna find love.
Alright, end of 2020, I fucking hated women. Let's go.
I swear every week you mention something about you hating women.
Yeah, I hate women.
Jesus Christ.
No, maybe you should be like the Australian Andrew Tate. Just shave your head.
Yeah.
And then that's it. We'll go from there.
Yeah. I just need to open up a cam website.
Just like start pimping out OnlyFans girls.
Yep.
Just be like, yep, all right.
Well, my mates keep talking about getting their girlfriends on OnlyFans. I'll just be their manager.
I would fucking shoot myself.
I'd just break up with the girl.
That's probably a smarter idea.
I respect the OnlyFans hustle, but I would not date someone who was doing it.
No. That's sexist, bro.
Apparently.
Or misogynist, whatever the word is. I don't know.
But the same thing.
Well, you're a sexist misogynist, bro. Unbelievable.
But like, why can't a woman be on that Sigma grind set, bro? Like, she's grinding out.
No, but as in, like, literally. I don't care if they do it. It doesn't mean I'm going to date them.
Like, a porn star. Like, I don't... Do whatever you want. I don't give a fuck. But like, I'm not... I wouldn't date you.
I wouldn't date a porn star.
Why not?
I mean, I'm not that jealous of a human being, but...
I think there's some sort of standard.
If you were dating a porn star, would you look up her on Pornhub?
I feel like that's the problem. You'd look at her and you'd be like, oh.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm just like, you're
video
now
proof
a
of her cheating on me. It's not really cheating if, like, she tells you, but still.
Yeah.
Speaking of beta males, Harrison, nah. I was.
You cannot talk. Look at you.
I don't know if this is true.
Then come back to me.
So, like, you know how you got like millennials, Gen Z, whatever it is?
Zoomers,
yeah.
Yeah. Apparently, like, they're the next generation will be like some sort of like alpha something, and then the next one will be beta something. So like there'll be a whole generation of kids
these days. Betas.
Beta cucks.
I don't know if this is true or not, but if
what's it is. I can't even remember my Greek alphabet. I know alpha and beta, but I don't know after that. No idea.
COVID. Isn't that, was it though? There was like something that was meant to be C.
Do you reckon is S actually Sigma? Will there be the Sigma generation?
Surely we won't even be alive for the Sigma generation.
I'm probably not going to be alive for the beta generation.
this rate,
but you know, it is what it is.
If you knew you were going to die, like say you had like a year to live, would you like just do a fuck ton of tests? I think I would.
Not even tests. I'd run some weird Russian research chemicals and some trend just to see what that looked like. Do a bodybuilding show and then fucking probably die 6 months before I'm supposed to just because of all the drugs. No, I don't know what I'd do if I only had a year left to live. That's a good question.
I don't know. I just be like,
quit my job.
I think I'd just have to go to work. I just firm it. Like,
you go to work. Well, I'm like, who are you saving money for? Shut the fuck up.
No, but like, you're just going to firm it. Like, if you're going to sit there for a year and just be like, oh, I'm going to die.
No, I'm going to fucking
364 days.
Go to Europe and
go to America, marry
a Russian lady.
Mm.
Go to America, see if you die beforehand.
Yeah.
But no, Andrew Tate.
He's just a horrible person. Many men idolize him.
I've never met someone who unironically idolizes him.
Have you seen the how he makes money off TikTok, but not actually posting his own TikToks?
Yeah,
well, I've seen that.
He's like,
I'd say
business wise, he's making that bag.
I'd say business marketing wise, he is fantastic. You can't argue with what he's done.
Just don't think you have to be a dickhead.
Oh no, I'm not saying. So
he makes money off people posting TikToks of him. So even people making fun of him, he earns money off that.
Yeah,
but like, no, I think
because
then he has that whole I don't know the name of it, but it's like a Discord group, isn't it?
The War Room.
That's no, so cringe.
I've heard of that. Isn't that
boys? Can everyone hop on the War Room?
That's his entrepreneurship thing as well. It's called the War Room.
I thought he had like a whole Discord money making group. I don't know what it's called.
Yeah,
though.
I'm pretty sure it's the War Room.
Probably
you got to pay to get it.
A course in finance.
Oh, I thought the War Room was like he just wanted like some non government fucking.
No, it's like his whole brand is the War Room. It's like his entrepreneurship course and shit like that. Like $40 a month and shit like that.
I mean, if it makes you money, then like good on you. I guess go spend the $40 a month. But
$40 a month for some fucking robot to just be like, buy the dip.
Buys dip.
Like, I looked at it, like, I like watching a lot of the people I follow. It's weird because there's a relatively big crossover with, like, the powerlifting community, at least in America, and, like, everyone just buying crypto.
Ugh.
And, like, they just post. Again, I don't know what app it is. The one where you can see the lines go up and down, and, like, they're all just, like,
all of them.
Bitcoin was, like, here and then came down and then it went normal for a bit. Now it's just in the garbage.
Yeah, I have to pay taxes on my...
Because you sold it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I made $40. It's probably going to be taken. Government's probably going to take $50. Let's go.
Yeah, dogs. Government's like, you make $1,000, they only take 10.
They only take the profit. They only take tax from the profits.
So. Yeah, which makes sense because it's not an asset until you sell it. But
I mean, ATO, if you're listening to this, get fucked.
Like, for legal reasons. Everything we've said for the last 22 episodes is a joke.
Yeah, that. But then also get fucked.
I'm not even going to complain. I have a meeting with my accountant tomorrow. I'm hoping I actually get some money back this year. It'd be nice.
See, I don't like doing my account. Like, I have to give it to an accountant, but even then, I have to do so much work.
It's fucking better anyway. Like, they charge you money, but they usually get you more back anyway.
So oh, and then, like, the year after is generally a write-off for the year before.
Well, I got 7K once 1 year. So
fucking oath.
That's really good, I think.
Yeah. Especially because my usual tax back's, like, 1 to 2.
I'm expecting, like, 1.5. Which would be lovely. It's just like 3 more tattoos.
I don't want to say how much.
You're going to get like 10 back, Jake.
I don't want to say.
Jake is literal Sigma male. He has four jobs at all times.
A minimum of 4 jobs at all times.
Some people go to sleep. I go to my third job.
Fuck.
That third job is just working at a fucking on the run. Like, yeah. I'm securing my bag.
No, that really pissed me off when I was like, I'm gonna grind hard, I'm gonna work hard, and like
the government's like, oh, you have more than one job? Ooh.
Yeah.
We're gonna take half.
I'm working at my work now and then working at Foodland at night, so I'm like, there's I think I got text 800 a pay, like a fortnight.
It's literally on the second job, they just tax the highest threshold, which is about half.
Yeah.
Like just under half. Fucking ridiculous.
Yeah. I'm going to admit, I get a lot of money taken every week. Every fucking week.
Just don't pay taxes. That's the thing that sucks in Australia is you can't like not pay taxes.
Yeah, they take
you can't
it
avoid taxes.
They just take it, which is better.
At least you can't.
Can't fuck it up. In America, if you're dumb enough in America, you can end up like $200,000 in debt if you just forget to pay taxes for 2 years.
Yeah.
Oh, I mean, I don't... Because in America, I mean, I'm assuming you
have to, like,
too.
File your own taxes.
Yeah, I'm assuming you have it here too, but, like, you pay the taxes at the end of the financial year?
Yeah, something like that. So, what, you just have to save money and then just pay it
off.
Yeah,
like, imagine, like, you just spend, like, you buy a house and then, whoops, now you got to pay, like, ooh, fucking $8 million in taxes.
Man, don't tell someone who's never tried to buy a house before what stamp duty is. Fuck.
But, yeah, Josh just worked out stamp duty. Yeah,
did you not know stamp duty?
No, so it's like, you want to buy something expensive, the government's like, I'm gonna charge you some money just to fucking sign the document. And I'm like,
you have stamp duty when you buy a car.
Yeah, I know, but as in like on my because it's a percentage, right? So on my car, it wasn't that bad. But when I looked at
how much you pay for this house, $500. You ever do the old $500 trick
what
on the
fuck?
Car?
That's imagine the person at the ATO looking at that claim. They're like, how much? Oh, this house is cheap. And then you're like, yeah,
my friend is like, I bought a fucking 2015 car. How much you pay? $500.
My favorite thing was car buying or like Gumtree and shit like that. Like, oh, how much did we pay? Well, it was like $1,000, but I paid like $5. It's like, no stamp duty under. I'm like, fair point.
Stamp duty under $1,000.
Nah, you pay fuck all. That's why people put $500 because I think that's the minimum.
Yeah.
I could be wrong, but generally people just put $500 because.
I don't know. I would like to never spend money again in my entire life, but. It ain't gonna happen.
I've been like finding myself like, oh, I'm gonna save money now, and they're like, oh, I need this first.
I've always spent my whole thing because I got racked up like $800 bills.
You bought $800 of rack.
No.
For legal reasons, yeah. This is a joke.
No, I was just like wrapped up a $800 bill, like worth of bills this pay. I'm like, what the fuck? It's like, where'd all these come from?
Oh, dude, like every year when my rego and my REA roll around and the insurance, and I'm like,
Do you do it yearly? Or
yeah,
do you do
yearly.
It? I have thought about that. I'm like,
ends up being cheaper.
I mean, it's like you save $20, but I'm just in my head. I'm just like, I can't be fucked.
I wonder if there's like a legitimate human psychological reason for this because I have the same reaction. Like, you get the little note in the post that's like, you got to pay your rego in the next. Usually they give you like 2 months notice or something, yeah. And you're like, oh, I could pay. You know, what's more money, like $800 for a year or, you know, $250 every 2 months or something. And for some reason in your brain, you're like, I'd rather spend less money now, but it's exactly the same.
No, I just like...
If anything with inflation, you'd be better off spending the lump sum.
In my head, I'm just like, oh, this is too much fucking like work. I should just do it like for the next 10 years and just like see what happens.
Just take like 10 grand out of your savings, pay your rego. But then if you get a new car...
You get it back. So you get a percentage.
I thought you just transfer it to the person who you give the car to.
You get transferred.
Rego, sorry. Rego is. That's if you.
Insurance, maybe. That's another question I had about car insurance. If I get a new car, do I have to get a whole new quote because it'll be different?
Yes.
My,
the way insurance works is.
Mine went from 50 a month to like 160. Because I got a new car.
Yeah, I mean, to be fair, if they're insuring your... you didn't have this car. Like a 2002 Toyota Corolla with 800,000 Ks on it. Yeah. Probably worth negative 50 bucks. So I don't think they care.
No, I remember, because we had Adam on the podcast, and I remember this topic that I should have brought up, because it was quite funny. He bought a car.
Mm-hmm.
And which car's his?
The grey one.
Oh, yeah, Honda, yeah.
Yeah, so he bought that, and the insurance wanted to charge him more for the year than what he paid for the car.
Fuck that.
Like, I think it was like almost 1.5 more than what he actually paid for the car. I was like, that's a bit fucking stupid.
Yeah, mine's like limited edition and all that. You gotta go through like the ride insurance because mine's a limited edition, so it's like got pumped up more and shit like that.
Yeah, I was, I mean, I'm not going to say what the price was or what the car was, but I was looking at a car and...
Go on, tell us the price, cunt.
The insurance was ridiculous.
What's your exact address?
What car?
The insurance was like...
What's your tax file number?
I think the insurance was like...
Birth certificate number?
Hold on, I'm trying to do the math. I reckon it was like...
What's the three 9, digits on the 000? Back of you?
8,000 or 9,000 for the year?
Yeah. Come on, tell us what car, cunt. Come on.
No.
Come on, cunt.
Wait.
Well, Josh, can we peer pressure this cunt to just tell
him? He's doxing himself on the podcast.
But I really had like a good segue. So, speaking of avoiding taxes, Shakira's gone to prison.
Yep. Shakira.
Hips do be lying, though. Wait, was that Shakira that said hips don't lie?
Yeah, it's hips don't lie.
Yeah, there was hips don't lie.
Her only two big songs were Hips Don't Lie, and then it was that one that's in Spanish.
The one from Sing or whatever it is.
I think so,
There's like
no one Google what happened to Mike and Sing too.
The World Cup.
What?
Oh, wait, what? All right, I want to Google.
Hey, no, you guys keep talking.
Shakira. So Shakira apparently committed like 8 years of tax fraud in Spain or something. So
what happened to the boys and Sing too?
Googling what happened to Mike and Sing too.
He's indeed dead.
Wait, is that what it said? That's not what it said the last time I Googled it.
Since some of us already confirmed that there is no Mike in Sing too, safe to say that he is indeed dead.
Fuck.
It was worse the last time, but that's fine.
What was it last time?
I think he got like gang raped and died. And I'm like, who the fuck?
The internet's so fucked.
Oh, anyway, so Shakira might be going to jail for tax fraud. So,
I mean, I've seen the memes of like just the security guard walking past her cell, and there's just her like dancing to fucking some song she has.
Hips Don't Lie, Jake.
Bro, I don't mind Hips Don't Lie.
Pretty good.
It's a good song.
Good song. But I heard this question, and I have it's completely out there topic.
Hmm. Like the rest of them haven't been.
Yeah, like the rest of them haven't. How much money for you to suck dick?
Oh, man. I mean, this is going to be on public record if we say this. So
name your price.
So, okay, we need to set the terms of this transaction. So, are we talking to completion?
Sure.
Are we talking about how clean is this cock?
Yeah.
It's a clean cock.
Okay.
It's just freshly washed.
Sure.
Circumcised?
That's up to you.
I'd prefer it to be circumcised.
It's up to you. You're going to use your teeth on it.
Less dick cheese.
Yeah. I'm lactose intolerant. So to completion, does it just take as long as it takes?
Or
do you have a set time that you know how long it's going
to take? Let's just say it's 5 to 10 minutes.
How big is this cock?
Does it fucking matter how big the cock is?
Because I got a pretty good gag reflex.
Harrison, please. Why do you do that, like, ego, like, look in between?
When I do it, my eyes go outwards. Like, hey, there's a video. Oh, I have to find the video of me doing it with a whole banana and my eyes literally go outwards. Christ.
I kind of want to just, like, throw bricks at you. That's a whole
I would want probably, like, I'm thinking between 5 and 10K.
Okay, that's not a bad... I've seen this. I've got this video. I've got this video on my phone. That's holy lit. Shit. Harrison 10K, just showed us a video of him deep throwing I'd probably, a banana.
Let's say 10K.
10K? That's
I've always bad. Been about 5% bi curious, so maybe it wouldn't be that bad.
That's not bad. That's not bad. Harrison?
I know. Oh, yeah, 10K. That's good.
I was like,
you can do a lot with 10K.
I think you could. Because like,
Jake's on the grind, say, do it for 250 bucks.
I'm doing it for $5. Wait, you guys are charging?
I'll do it for two Ethereum. You guys, but that's probably like $2 billion.
I know in the 70s, people used to, like, blokes used to charge $50. Oh, not $50. What was it? £50 on British trains to like suck cock.
I would do,
because times were that bad. Like, that was their income.
If we're just talking hand stuff, my price would drop dramatically. But the second I got to put something in my mouth,
I mean, I feel like 10K is a decent amount. Let me just go get my checkbook.
Jake like checks his bank account.
No, but like I was just listening to something. It was like on TikTok, and the guys are just having a full on argument. Like they would charge no less than 500K. But I'm like, you think about it, it's just a fucking, it's like a piece of meat at one point. It's just like a finger. Wait, hold on.
Would you let the boys finger your throat?
It's just like a finger, Jackie.
Bro, how skinny are your fingers?
No, all right. Would you let them nut in your mouth?
No.
With 10K? Or would
that's another like question you have to clarify. Maybe if I got like another 5K out of it, maybe. But yeah, I don't know.
I don't know. I've voided my own cum a couple of times.
Sorry, can you repeat that?
I've had my cum thrown at me post sex before. So
thrown like, at you? What yeah. the
it's How a the projectile. Fuck does that happen?
You nut on the stomach and then they pick up and they're like, and just fling at you. I'm like, no, I'm good.
I don't think it's supposed to be that sticky, bro.
I don't think I've ever heard that.
Really?
From anyone ever.
I've had some thick cum come out of me before.
Should have put that at the start of the episode as a sound bit. Sorry, I just nut in people like a real man.
I don't know, sometimes you're like, yeah, I'll just nut in your stomach.
Yeah, it's convenient.
What?
I'm very deeply concerned. I've never heard that before, but now it's like,
thick.
Jake's obviously never had like, unprotected
someone
sex.
Literally grabbing your cum and just throwing it at you.
She told me not to nut, so I nutted.
She's like, don't know. You're like, it's too late.
I've nutted 5 minutes ago. I'm just here for a good time.
You're just
now.
Beating a dead I'm horse just, at this point.
Yeah, I've just gone through the motions at this point.
All right, how much would it, like, if another man came to your girlfriend and said, all right, what's your price?
It's kind of up to her, but I want to, like, it's a discussion, right? Because if she's going to get a lot of money out of it, I feel like I could take the L and just, you know.
I'm going to say minimum 6.5 million.
I was thinking more like a house deposit, but, like, yeah, sure.
That works too. That works
50K. But also, it's not up to me. I'm not about to say that that's my price because that's not my price.
Because you own that woman. Yeah.
If she makes 50K from OnlyFans in a year, I'm taking half.
No, I think he takes it all.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, but they live with him. That's it. They get...
That's rent,
so baby. He's like another Dan Bolzerian? Is that his name?
I fucking hate Dan Bolzerian.
He's a fucking weird
self-made
person.
Prick. Yeah, your dad just gave you, what's it, 5 mil and...
Well, weren't they all given money?
Him and his brother were given bulk money. From tax fraud in...
All right. I have another question. Oof. So, say there's no, like, repercussion at all.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you can do this and, like, there'll be no repercussion. Would you screw over someone who needed money for the money? Like, so say someone's like, Mr. Beast comes to you. Do you want to give this little village with... $3 net worth $1 million, or do you want to take the $1 million to yourself?
Can we split it down the middle?
No, you have to take. Like, but then keep in mind that, like, there'll be no repercussion to you. Like, you're not going to be hunted or anything.
Could I take the money, then just, like, upgrade their village?
What'd be the point of that? You might as well give them the money.
Yeah, but I still get money.
Harrison's like, I'm not going to get him one of those nice water wells. I'm just going to get him a normal
one. Yeah. But like
no, nothing.
I can't go help them out.
Yep.
I'd give them the money. I don't need it that bad.
Yeah.
I'm good.
Because I feel like in the back of my head, I'm like, some cunt probably died because they couldn't get fresh water.
But like,
I'm
just like there'll be no repercussions.
Yeah, but I would know that someone got fucked over.
Okay, that's fair.
Morally,
I'd give him the money.
Yeah,
but you're a Sigma, so yeah, you take it. You take it and buy it.
He thought this would come out very different.
I definitely had this conversation with my girlfriend and thought it was going to end very differently.
Shit. What did she say? Give the money to the kids. Yeah.
No, I think the question was worse. Like, would you kill someone in order to like protect someone you know. It was like, it was really bad.
The most dangerous prey of all.
It was bad. It was like, would you not? No, it was, the thing was like, would you fuck over someone to protect yourself? Like,
no.
Would you screw someone over to like protect, like do better for yourself?
Every job I've ever been interested in, like the first thing they tell you is like, do no harm, right? If you be a doctor or a physio, even a teacher, they're like, just do no harm. So it's like...
What do I mean by that? As in like, what do you mean by that?
Do no harm literally... What do you mean by that? Do no harm literally just means like, at bare minimum, do not fuck someone up worse than they already are. So the first thing they tell you about being a doctor is like, if what you are going to do to that person might make it worse, just don't do it.
Yep.
Not worth it. That's how I feel about life. Just don't fuck people over. I used to like feel that way about animals too. Like I was like, oh, we shouldn't eat them. It's whack. And now I'm like, oh man, steak's actually pretty lit. Hey,
it was really good. Goat, goat's good. Duck's good.
Buffalo's pretty good.
Yeah,
I've tried it. It's pretty nice.
Goat curry,
venison burgers. Fuck.
I still have yet to try the venison, but ooh, shout out to your friend that I need to get some venison from. I want to go
hunting. He's making kangaroo sausages.
Yeah.
So I'm like, oh, fuck yeah.
Kangaroo steaks.
Hunting's fun, but it's like, it's so difficult now because there's so many houses everywhere and it's like impossible to find decent land where you can actually.
My family friend's got 50 tags for kangaroos on his property. Oof. So like he can kill 50 a year. So me and my mate are going to go up and
shoot some kangaroos. I hunt kangaroos with a crossbow? That's a dream I've had.
You're not allowed to own
a crossbow. I'm pretty sure it's illegal. What about a recurve bow?
you're not allowed to own one either.
What?
With a special license.
Oh, yeah, sorry. Yeah, with a special license.
But it's mainly for hog hunting.
I just think it would be more satisfying to shoot something with a bow than like a gun.
But guns are fun.
Yeah.
We could go shooting. We got to just find area and I can take you guys.
I'm going with my mate anyway.
Reasons, I'm not going to take you guys because I don't know if you can do that.
I'll get a license.
Yeah, it's easier to get a license than what I thought it was.
Don't you just have to join a club?
You have to go through like a special like TAFE course. It's literally fucking like 4 hours.
Okay.
4 hour TAFE course. And then they basically sign you off. Yep. And then if you want a handgun, you have to join a club. So like each in your license, there are different classes. So like category A, category B, C. I don't know off the top of my head what each one is, but like each one is different. So like, for example, A is handguns, B is shotguns, C is rifles, E is fucking like antique guns, F is like collector guns, G is like paintball guns and shit. So like each, like every license has X amount of categories, and obviously when you're going for it, you just tick it off. But if you want handguns, you have to be part of a club and you have to show that you're going X amount of times per year.
Yeah, well, my mate joined one in Mount Gambier, but he lives here. So he has to go to Mount Gambier, I think, once a month. Like, why?
Just to, like, show up and sign in at the club and sign out.
Well, that's the thing. It's, like, it's not as easy. It's, like, it's not like there's a club around the corner. I'm pretty sure all the handgun clubs are pretty far.
There's one just outside of Port Pirie, and there's one in Gambier. Those are the ones I know about. I'm sure there's one in the hills.
There'd be one here, but I don't think it's, like, around the corner type thing. I still think it's...
I don't know. I never really thought about... like owning a gun. I think I'd rather just have some weird weapon.
But you can't do anything with them. Like, that's the whole annoying part. It's not like in America where you can just fucking carry a gun.
The only reason I'd want one is like, if someone breaks into my house, like, I want them to die.
You're not allowed to use it.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
You'll go to prison if you use it.
Like, my dad explained that to me 10 years ago. He's like, yeah, there's like equal use of force or something. And like, if someone breaks into your house and they don't have a weapon, you're not allowed to use a weapon.
But it's fucking ridiculous. Even if they do have a weapon and you shoot and kill them.
Yeah, but as in, like, if they have a knife, you're allowed to use a knife. They have a gun, you're allowed to use a gun.
Have a knife, just get a fucking massive machete.
Well, it's more like I have met probably double digits of, they're not all middle-aged, but most of them are white dudes who just have weighted baseball bats, and that's probably where I'd be. Yeah. One of those, even though they're illegal.
Yeah, unscrew the top and put sand in there.
Get a butter sock. Sock full of butter.
I'd rather just have a bat, but I don't want to go to the fridge if someone's trying to break into my house and get the fucking wet.
Sorry, let me get my butter sock out.
Are you hitting me with margarine? Fuck you.
Just a splat sound. Just
Harrison's just dirty cum sock.
Wait, that
to be fair,
hard.
It's kind of a solid at this point.
Yeah. It's just like a rock.
It's more like a boomerang than anything.
How's it going to come back?
Come back? Am I right, please?
You ever used DNA as a weapon?
You guys ever done DMT?
No.
But do you know what my dad told me about hunting? The best way to skin a fox? You get an air compressor, you shove up the arse, and you you press the button to like let off, and apparently the pelt comes straight off.
What the fuck?
Yeah.
No, so we had rabbits the other day, and you have to like, you have to humanely kill the rabbit. Let's just say that, and it's fucking, it's
no, you grab it.
Honk, honk.
So if you catch one, you grab it, then you twist its
neck.
Yeah,
I know the neck twist, yeah.
I mean, if you're out, I mean, we were out in like a field that we didn't own and it was like private property. So we didn't want to like kill the rabbits here. So we had to bring them back here and kill them in the backyard. And it's like, they scream.
That's way more fucked up.
It's like,
the people in your neighborhood are like, what the fuck is happening?
The thing is, like, if you walked into the back, like after we had done it, you'd be like, who the fuck have these people just murdered? There's blood just everywhere.
So my mate was telling me a story because he goes goat hunting. So he shot this goat, comes up to it, then realizes its little baby's like coming fast. So his friend grabs it by the head and swings it and whacks against the tree.
Oh.
Because you have to kill the babies because you've left it defenseless in life. You might as well put it out of its misery.
I mean, that's what you have to do. If you hurt and injure something, like you have to, or if you see something injured, I think you have to put it out.
He killed the mum, but then the baby, like, I don't know, what's a baby goat called? We'll just say a lamb. If it comes along, we're like, fuck, we gotta kill it.
Is a lamb a goat or a sheep?
Sheep.
Sheep.
Yeah.
Baby goat, it's like, you know, his mum's dead. So he's like, fuck, we're going, because it's going to get mauled by foxes. So it's like, you just gotta kill it.
There are a lot of foxes in SA. Like, driving late at night, you see so many foxes.
Yeah, I'm going to fox hunting.
Just go with, like, get a, like, a massive car and just, like, get a 4x4 and just start hitting them.
What one?
Because they stop in the, like, when they
see
the light.
So, you know they kill for fun, right?
Mood.
Christian.
What the fuck did you just say?
Christian Coomer has updated his
So we're just like, all our phones went off. Josh has just said something to the timeout.
I remember, like, there's so many ones that are good that my favorite, like, acronym was...
Check the comment. Someone's like, that's when he said, it's Coomer time and everyone clapped. It's Mormon time.
This is going to make no sense for anyone listening. Everyone go to Christian Coomer's Facebook page. I'm assuming he's a politician. Yeah, it's Coomer time.
Yeah, you know you can make money from fox pelts.
Sure.
Yeah, it's like $10 a fox pelt. That's when my dad used to get the air compressor up the ass so he doesn't damage the pelt. It goes... Tom!
Everyone I've met from the Riverland when they were a kid would go trap swamp rats and sell the pelts. I think like $5, $10 a pop. But if they're like really, really nice ones and they're a certain color, they're worth like $100 for some reason.
Muskrats
and
stuff. I don't know if I've said this on the podcast before, but I have this person that I know. When him and his brother were younger, they caught this rat and they put it in a sock. And they just started beating the sock against the wall.
Fucking hell.
So friend of a friend.
You hear this rat screeching in the... I swear I've said this on the podcast, but you hear the rat screeching.
So my dogs, when I went to the park one time in the morning, found a rat and played tug of war with it till it split into two. They grabbed it by the back legs and the head and they're just like, not like biting down, but pulling on it so that you can just hear it screaming. And it's just...
Fucked. But that's funny as hell.
It's fucking hilarious.
When did this podcast turn so like, went from like really good, like discussive topics to
we haven't even got to my final topic. This episode, which is fine, but
we haven't even got to the final topic.
Speaking of getting a bit gay,
Ricky Martin.
Oh, is he actually okay? I don't know.
No, he's basically he had a relationship with his nephew.
I know, didn't it only come out... Hold on, let's... Before we go to that, didn't it only come out, like, in the past 10 years that he was gay?
Yeah. And then, like, this year...
But didn't he make songs about, like, banging lots of women?
Yeah.
Fair enough.
He can do both. 2022.
So basically...
them, you know? Wait, hold on, I have another topic quickly.
Rick/Ricky.
I've got ADHD. Can dogs identify as they, them? But they're mammals too, so how does it work?
Oh, Jake.
We're going to get cancelled before we even get started.
Gender is a social construct. We know this.
Yeah.
So anyway, back to Ricky Martin.
Sex and gender. But yes, go Harrison.
So basically, he had a affair with his nephew for like a couple of years. And the nephew's like, I love you. And it's like, I don't. You're just my fuck toy, basically. So then there's... nephew comes out, is like, yeah, he touched me when I was younger, because I think his nephew was like 16 at the time.
Jesus Christ.
And then so basically Ricky Martin's getting done for statutory rape and incest, which is incest.
So incest is like actually illegal.
Yeah. Okay. Where he's from, it's 25 to life anyway. So it's...
Living la vida loca.
But is he in prison?
He faces 50 years worth of prison time if convicted.
When is he...
And domestic violence charges, apparently.
Ricky Munn allegations, everything you need to know.
Everything.
Everything. All rugs, all mattresses, everything.
We never did get the St. Bernard's guy on here.
Yeah, I know. We should.
I mean, I think from what I've
Sorry, boys, I'm away for that weekend.
From what I've heard, it was we probably dodged a bullet.
Yeah.
He's an interesting man.
He's an interesting man. Like, he'd make for a very interesting conversation, but...
I don't know, like, I understand hating Aldi, but why doesn't he hate Coles and shit as well, then?
I don't know.
Coles are probably just as worse.
Wait, is Ricky Martin a giga-chad?
Yeah, you know, he kind of looks like a
He chad, looks like he's the gay giga-chad.
I remember when I was in Darwin, there was, like, this guy, he was fucking... He was built like Dwayne Johnson. He was a chad. He was, like, a really good-looking bloke. He couldn't even lie. He's, like, just picks up his kids with, like, one hand each. I was like, oh, fucking, all right, relax. I don't know who you're trying to impress, but all right. Yeah, all right, last topic. Cancel cultures. Like, I mean, we're probably going to be on it soon.
Yeah, I was listening to a podcast last night, like, nothing to do with comedians, but they were talking about it. And, like, everyone tried to cancel Dave Chappelle for saying transphobic stuff. And now everyone's trying to cancel Ricky Gervais for saying transphobic stuff.
And then
Andrew Schulz sold his Netflix special to, well, sold his special to Netflix for $1 million. And then they said they weren't going to put it up unless he removed like half of the jokes after they bought it from him. So he bought it back and then put it up on a different website. And now he's made like 10 times as much money.
Oh, what's someone trying to cancel someone for making a joke like 5 years ago?
That's what the thing, like, I don't understand.
Yeah,
like,
look, going back on someone's Twitter to 2015 is weird.
It's just people are fucking dumb. And I'm going to call out, I mean, I really doubt he's going to hear this, but the fucking, that fat cunt H3H3.
Yeah.
Stupid fat prick.
Jesus Christ.
Have you seen him now?
No.
He's like fucking Moby Dick. He's that big.
Oof. Okay.
I'm just calling him out because I hate him. And he's like, he has this whole army of like canceling people, like he's all his fans. But then when he's getting canceled and comes under fire, all his fans protect him, like, no, he did nothing wrong. Like, for example, there's something coming out now that their clothing brand, H3's clothing brand, had been ripping off designs, shit like that. Like, literally just taking designs from, like, already made artists. And some guy called him out for it, but then every time that guy calls him out, his Twitter just gets reported to a point he just, like...
Yeah, I don't like that. I don't think mass reporting should make someone's account get banned without, you know, someone at Twitter actually checking it and being like, oh, yeah.
Yeah, Musk. Fuck me.
I reckon he'll, like, win the case.
I don't know.
I'm just trying to figure out, like, someone was trying to cancel something from, like, ages ago. It, like, popped up on my newsfeed, like, 2 weeks ago. I'm like, all right, cool.
But, yeah, it just doesn't make sense. Like, if I said, you know, I want to punch a baby and I tweeted that.
Oh, that's right, Eminem. They're trying to cancel him for... wearing a sombrero and a fake mustache in one of his music videos.
I remember that. That's a funny
like year. 2005 or something.
Yeah, I swear it was like even before that. I thought
Jesus
that was like the 90s.
Christ.
Yeah, they're trying to cancel him for that. He's like, I'm not apologizing.
The only reason I don't like, I can't, obviously I don't want people getting canceled, but the main reason I'm depressed about it is because I miss the movies that came out between like 2000 and 2015. Like,
Tropic Thunder.
Tropic Thunder is
like,
the GOAT.
Goated.
You won't see any
Superbad. Just that whole Superbad universe. Like Knocked Up and then fuck, there's a bunch of them. But yeah, those were all lit.
40-year-old virgin.
You know what I'm gonna miss? The iDubbbz fucking Filthy Frank Max Mofo Cake series. That's
They got removed.
It all got removed.
Did it?
Yeah.
That's sad.
They were iconic. Like,
to be fair, like
they were bad.
Filthy Frank's a musician now, a proper one.
He's like he's
really good.
He is fucking his song hit like a billion streams
or something. Yeah,
I would say like
I know
he hit like over 100 million or something in the first month.
Fashion model influencers on I follow on Instagram like posting his music and shit like that. I'm like,
you know that he's done some shit.
Well, people still don't know because, like, the whole K-pop era, people went to try and cancel him when they found out he was Filthy Frank. Well, you fucking stupid.
Balls.
Yeah, see, I think I like Joji better than Filthy Frank, but that's just because I've grown up as well. But
Filthy Frank was just a representation.
Representation.
Brain broke of just internet culture at the time.
I enjoyed it.
Yeah.
Like when he was playing with a dead rat or eating some vomit.
Yeah, you know, it is vomit cake.
God, that was a... Like, watching that made me, like, want to die. I don't know how.
I feel like the hair one fucked me up worse than the vomit one.
Oh, because like, then you can just, like...
Because they kept talking about it getting stuck in their throat, and I was like, oh, I can't do this anymore.
And hair doesn't digest.
Just yeah.
Sits there. Did you hear about the girl that choked to death on her own hair because she kept pulling her hair and, like, eating it?
Well, like, I can imagine that happening because, like, how do you fucking swallow hair?
You can't. That's what I mean. Hair is technically the same material that your nails are made out of. Just collagen. You literally can't eat it. Disgusting.
All right. I think we're going to call it though.
We're all getting tired. And
before I just go on around.
Am I leaving in the segment about sucking dick for money?
Yeah, I think we're leaving in. That's kind of fun.
All right.
We need like a clickbaity title. So I'm just going to be like, about you take thick, how much?
Thick cum.
How about we just call it the ATO, Alex Jones and Andrew
thick
Tate?
Thick cum.
Fighting Andrew Tate. What's like a controversial thing that will be like, I punched Andrew Tate before he was
That's
famous.
Right. Jake Paul wants to fight Andrew Tate.
Isn't Andrew Tate a legitimate kickboxer though? Yeah.
Fucking...
That's why he's so fucking dumb. He's got so many head injuries from just brain cells. Getting kicked in the head.
All right, we're calling it.
Yeah, fuck this. Godspeed. Right. We will see you next week. We may have a guest. We may not. We haven't really discussed if we'll have a guest next week.
We'll have a guest.
We have a guest?
We'll try. We'll figure it out.
Jake, are we having a guest?
I don't know. Do you want to have a guest?
Yeah, right. Who are we having?
I don't know. That's why I said
maybe the real guests were the friends we made along the way.
Maybe the real guests are the people who aren't in our lives. I don't know. I'm trying to say something philosophical.
Maybe you, the listener, is the guest all has been the guest all along. All right, let's just
our three listeners. All right, peace out. Yep. Fuck this.